What we're going to talk about tonight is about the whole area of speaking in other tongues. I can't help but go back a little bit with some of the things that we talked about last week concerning the Holy Spirit, how important it is for Him to have influence in our lives. The Holy Spirit is so precious. He's absolutely so wonderful. He's so good. As we yield to Him, we can find out how to do things that we normally wouldn't know how to do. And so when we talk about speaking in tongues, we don't want to get that mixed up with the whole concept of if we think we're speaking in tongues and we have everything. Tongues is not a person. Tongues is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, and He is so precious to us. And as we talk about that tonight, we want to make sure we're focusing on the Holy Spirit. He's what it's all about. And I want to start off tonight. We're going to pray a bit, but we're going to also sing a song. I don't know if you've heard it. Remember, some of you would, who as old as I am, and had listening to that kind of stuff way back in the, I guess this one was in the 70s, early 80s, but Keith Green's song by A Rushing Wind. How many, just for fun, how many is remember that song? One, two, three? Yeah. You're old enough, Claude. You just weren't listening to it back then. But it's a wonderful song talking about the Holy Spirit. He's so precious. He deserves our time. He deserves for us to take time to invite Him. And as we play this song and the words, really make it your prayer, that it'll be more of a prayer than anything else, of being wanting to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank You, dear God, tonight that we can come to You. We are so privileged to know You, Lord. We're so privileged to have called upon Your name. We're so privileged to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for us even now as we gather together tonight. We thank You, Lord, that He declared that where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. Lord, we're gathered in Your name tonight, so we realize that You are here with us. You are here right now. God, I know it's just a joy for us to be with You, and I pray, Father, that as this environment is charged with worship and praise and angelic beings, that You would be pleased, that Your presence would so encompass us that we'd know that You're part of our very being here tonight, Lord. And Father, as we worship You this song, we just pray, God, that it might be a blessing to You and a prayer.
Rushing wind blow through this temple, blowing out the dust within. Come and breathe Your breath upon me. I've been born again. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Take me where You want to go. Plant me by Your living waters. Plant me deep so I can grow. Jesus, You're the one who set my spirit.
Trials come to test my faith, but when all is said and done, Lord,
Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of being born again. God, just like the song says, daily, God, change us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you so much, God, for the precious Holy Spirit that desires to blow through our temple, God. And Lord, as we yield to him tonight, God, we thank you for the awesome privilege of having him come to lead and guide and direct. Jesus, we think of your words that said that you would ask the Father and that he would send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth, and that he would show us things to come. So Lord, we thank you that he will do exactly what you declared that he would do, even tonight, God. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of being able to come together as a body of believers, knowing that as we pray, you hear, and we believe you answer our prayers. And we thank you for this, Lord. We believe in you, God. Believe you to do the impossible, because you're the God of the impossible. You can do all things, and we praise you and thank you. And we set our faith with yours, Lord, believing, dear God, that when it's all said and done, we'll realize, dear God, that it truly was worth the wait. And Lord Jesus, we do declare to you right now, dear God, come, Lord Jesus. God, we recognize that Jesus Christ is coming one day in the clouds with a great army. Right now, dear God, we ask for your help for us to open ourselves up in new ways that will be so open to the influence of the glory of God, influence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your ability to teach tonight. I praise you, Lord, for your gracious mercy to your people, Lord, that you use us to be able to get across the message that is so important for us today, God. And Lord, we thank you for your grace in this, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I want to begin tonight by just going back and just sharing one thing about what we shared last week, I believe it was, about the purpose of being filled with the Holy Spirit, because we can get all kinds mixed up about why or what is the purpose of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the evidences or the things that we can expect when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the main purpose that Jesus spoke about when he gave the disciples instructions to go to Jerusalem and wait until the Holy Spirit came upon them, the main instruction or the main purpose that he gave for the people to look for the Holy Spirit was that they might be empowered to witness for Jesus. And Acts chapter 1 verse 8 talks about that the Holy Spirit would come upon the disciples and that they would the Holy Spirit would empower them to go forth into all the lands to witness about Jesus, witness about the gospel, declare the good news. And so we said last week that witness, one of the meanings for witness is actually the same word that is translated in the Bible many times as the word martyr. And so that those people that we see in other lands that are witnessing for Jesus and even maybe dying for Jesus because of the persecution that they get, well, that we call them martyrs, but in the true sense of the word, they're the very people that Jesus was talking about when he said that they would be witnesses. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would give us power to witness. So it's kind of interesting, because if that word witness there encompasses the word martyr, then Jesus was also saying that he'll give us power to be a martyr. He'll give us power. What you might say, well, why would you need power to become a martyr? Well, sometimes we need power to be able to stand up for the things of God to the point where we know it'll lead us into death. You know, if people were going to persecute us about certain things and said that we were going to die if we didn't give up our faith, well, we need power to be able to stand up and say, no, I choose to believe Jesus regardless of what kind of persecution comes. So that power comes upon us to be able to witness. So that's the main focus that Jesus said. He said the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. He said he would guide us. He would show us things to come. But just before he went to heaven, he said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you shall receive power to witness. So the Holy Spirit is upon us for witnesses. Now, if we are going to see the fulfillment of the power of God upon us for that purpose, we're going to have to start witnessing. In other words, we're going to have to start declaring the gospel. We're going to have to find ways to release the power or the witness of what Jesus has done for us. if we want the fullness of the power of God upon our lives, if we want the Holy Spirit's power. What do I mean by that? I think, well, we have to stop and think about, okay, what can I do to be a witness for Jesus? It might be like last week when a team from here went to do that acts of kindness in town. They were out doing some things, witnessing to the love of God, to the witness of Jesus. They were doing, you know, here in this land, we are not persecuted when we step out and do things like that. But we are sometimes looked down upon or made fun of and so forth. But if we're going to receive the power that Jesus talked about, we're going to have to be involved in that. If we were to go back, not that far back into the last century, when even in North America, there were all kinds of people that, especially if they talked about the Holy Spirit and they were empowered to be able to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they were looked down upon big time. I mean, when the Azusa Street Revival back in 1907 took place, they were, those people who were known as Holy Ghost people, they would have eggs thrown at them walking down the street. I mean, people would cross the street because they wouldn't go near them and so forth. So there was a real persecution. But many people stood their ground because they had received power from the Holy Spirit, power from God to be able to accomplish that. So that's the main purpose that Jesus said, that he was the Holy Spirit was coming to give us power. Now, what should we expect to experience when the Holy Spirit comes upon us? We want to look at what the Bible says we should expect, or what the Bible shows us happened when the Holy Spirit came upon other people. And so Acts 2:4 is the first one that we have, the first direction that we have about the Holy Spirit coming upon people. And it says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we know that one thing, the very first example that we see in Scripture where the Holy Spirit came upon the church is that they spoke in other tongues. One thing we should expect is to begin to speak in other tongues when we are filled with the Spirit. I said last week that I was asked, is it possible to be filled with the Holy Spirit without speaking in other tongues? I believe it is, and I said this last week, I believe it is. I believe that there are people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe they have the ability within them to speak in other tongues, but for one reason or another, they don't. It may be from wrong teaching, or it may be from strongholds or so forth. But I will say this, I believe the vast majority of people who are filled with the Spirit also speak in other tongues. Now look at another verse there. It talks about when Peter laid his hands on folks, it says that while Peter was speaking to the house of Cornelius and telling them about the gospel, that the Holy Spirit fell on the people who heard them, and it says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, which heard, and they that were circumcised, or the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. And how did they recognize that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them? Because they heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. They heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. So they heard them speak in tongues and praise God. And this is how they knew that the Holy Spirit had come upon them. If we were to go on and read a little bit further down in that script chapter, Peter would, in giving some directive to the Jews that were questioning him about going to the Gentiles, one of the things he said, he started telling them about the story, about that he began to speak to them, and while he was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they began to speak in other tongues. And Peter said, because the Jews didn't know if they should baptize Gentiles, and he said to them, how could we refuse those who received the Holy Spirit just as we had? How could we refuse them from being baptized? How did Peter receive the Holy Spirit? He began to speak in other tongues. How does Peter and the rest of the people in the, when the day of Pentecost had come there in Acts chapter 2, they began to speak in other tongues. And so Peter used that as an argument with the rest of the Jews that it was all right to baptize the Gentiles. He said they received the Holy Spirit in the same way as we did. And they received the Holy Spirit by speaking in other tongues and magnifying God.